gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mac's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mac, Mothers and Fathers Align, saving kids, kids of all ages and all stages from mental health issues, including school issues and addictions. If you know someone that needs a referral for a therapist, a support group, an outpatient or inpatient clinic, a rehab, a program, a yeshiva, a school, maybe there's a child that's still not in school, please feel free to give Mac a call. Our confidential number, which you can call in anonymous, is 718-758-0400. I'll repeat the number. Maybe you want to write it down for yourself, a loved one, a neighbor, or maybe someone you usually sit next to in shul. Our number again is 718-758-0400. Tonight, I have with us a dear friend, a colleague, and I will say a dear friend again, and that is Deborah Levy, who is a therapist. She has an office in West Hempstead, Cedarhurst, and in Brooklyn, and she is available for so many clients that are really strengthening themselves and relationships. I'd like to welcome you on tonight, Deborah. Thank you for coming on again and again.
Thank you.
How
it's
are
a pleasure.
You?
I'll just say, when you said you said I have an office in West Hempstead. These days it is in West Hempstead, being that Corona has emptied out my, has kept me out of Cedarhurst and Brooklyn, but
that's
been outside in the backyard and inside. What?
Yeah, that's probably
I know, I know. We are resilient. Look at us, adapting to changing times.
Right, and like you say, there is availability for those that don't realize. There is availability for teledoc, telehealth, Zoom, social distancing with therapists across the board, all therapists. That there's not just therapy anymore on a couch in an office or at, you know, with two chairs facing each other in an office now because of COVID. There are so many other availabilities. You could be home in your, you know, comfort of your home in a private room alone and have therapy by Zoom, by telephone. There's so many different ways, social distancing in people's backyards. So
that's anyone feeling
some anxiety, which we are talking about tonight, feel free to give us a call and we can get you to the right professional therapist. So tonight's topic, Deborah, we are speaking about anxiety. And the reason I invited you back on is that I know that you and I have been involved in the new organization that's formed called CATCH. Do you want to share with our listeners what CATCH stands for, please?
Yes. CATCH stands for Creating a Team of Courage and Hope. It's actually a beautiful acronym. The word CATCH itself is supposed to trigger feelings of being helped, being caught and supported. But that's what it stands for. Creating a Team of Courage and Hope. It's being created to assist women who are suffering with anxiety and or depression, so that no one should be feeling alone. No one should be not getting the help they need because of resources. This organization is being started by Jessica Thor. Jessica is a remarkable, dynamic woman who really has a lot of empathy and feeling for this particular type of struggle and wants to make sure that, again, that there's no woman out there who can't get services, can't get support if she needs it.
Right, and the way that CATCH is operating now, actually, is that both MAC and CATCH, in collaboration, has support groups for people that are struggling and some that are suffering with anxiety and fears. And we are offering those groups in Brooklyn, Borough Park. Already there's one in Borough Park. Jessica has one in the Five Towns. We're opening one in West Hempstead now. I'm sorry. You're still in West Hempstead, yes. And when the social distancing and all is, you know, opens up for in-person therapy, it'll go back to the Five Towns. Then we have availability for families in Crown Heights, Williamsburg, and Flatbush. So anyone that is interested in a support group for themselves because they are struggling with anxiety, please feel free to call the MAC office and we will connect you with Jessica and give you the information for all the groups that are out there.
Can I share with you a little bit about the group?
Yeah, that's what I was just going to ask you. Let's talk about your group that you are facilitating right now in West Hempstead with all those wonderful ladies that are struggling.
Okay, and I know you jumped on immediately when you got in contact with when you connected with Jessica, and your support has been incredible. So this was an interesting opportunity for me. Jessica approached me. She had these ideas of running groups. I have a passion about group work. I think psychotherapy is amazing, but I think there's something about us as humans, as social beings, that heal through connection with others, and certainly others who can understand so well what you're experiencing. I guess, and that's the support of the 12-step groups. I mean, that's the success of the other groups that have that are so popular. But in this context, we've met 7 times, and we've had about 31 women over those 7 weeks. We meet, if you can picture this, in my backyard, which I'm lucky enough is quite big and private. We started at 7:15. We ended 8:15. We used to be ending at dusk. Now we end in the pitch black, and it's a beautiful progression. Almost like an anonymity in the dark with the cicadas chirping and the cool breeze. And women are tapping into very vulnerable places and sharing and able to feel supported, caught. I'll use the word catched, if you could say that. So what comes up with sufferers of anxiety and depression? A lot of stigma, a lot of shame. Oftentimes, when we're truly suffering, our world constricts daily activities, which a lot of people take for granted that they're able to do, such as social events, going to the supermarket, managing children, become, I don't want to say insurmountable, but very, very challenging. So the world shrinks. One's social life shrinks. One starts to know that they're different. Family members might be talking to them as if they're unwell. And so they believe that there's something defective about them. They start having a negative relationship with themselves, which is a cycle, right? If we're not feeling good to begin with, we feel we're not functioning. And then we put on top of that a sense of shame. It makes it harder to function, not easier. So there's that piece that gets talked about. And there's something about holding up our deepest parts like that. We don't want to show anyone because we're so embarrassed by them. And, like, holding it up and being told it's okay. And I feel the same. You're not the only one, and there's nothing wrong with you. There are reasons. There are reasons this is going on. And there's help. So that's been one theme that's been coming out in the group. Another dynamic has been the support the women show each other, such as, I'm so bored on Shabbos, I don't know what I'm going to do, or I can't stand it. And another woman says, come to me. Another woman says, I can't cook. I can't cook for my family. And another woman says, I'll help you. One woman says, I don't have friends. I can't talk to my friends. When I talk to my friends, I get the feeling like I'm too much for them, and they back away. They want a distance from me. And another woman says, I'll be your friend. And so you have this back and forth support.
Well, Deborah's support in general, in all areas of mental health, is so valuable. And at MASC offers 23 years already, every week, we have parent groups. And I, like you said, I see such support and friendship bonded through the group. And they also don't feel alone when struggling with a child that's, you know, either in a psych ward or has addiction issues or is out of school. Or, you know, now there are a lot of parents that are struggling with the idea of homeschooling. People have anxiety from just the idea of having to homeschool children today. So, yes, so the groups are so rich in compassion and empathy and ahava Yisrael. And as for the groups, I get emails from many different parents saying, the lady that spoke about this in the group tonight, I'd like to connect with her and offer her support. Mm. The father that just shared about his issue, I'd like to offer them. So, yes, absolutely. And I remember one of the fathers on the group said his wife isn't a well woman and she's in a nursing home. And he had mentioned before Shavuos that he wasn't going to have a homemade cheesecake. And our group did send him a cheesecake, Fianza. Mm-hmm. So there is so much friendship, so many friendships that come out of group, and how important the support of groups are. So let's get to anxiety, and let's talk about what sort of women do attend the group. What are some of the symptoms of anxiety, and what are their causes that may draw a mom to pick up the phone tomorrow and say, I am going to call Matt so that I can connect with other moms that are struggling and attend a support group in Borough Park, Williamsburg, Crown Heights, Flatbush, or even West Hempstead?
Okay. So anxiety, fear, or worry can happen to anyone from time to time, right? It's not unusual for anyone to experience anxiety before a big event or an important decision. But chronic anxiety can be debilitating, and it leads to irrational thoughts and fears that can interfere with daily life, right? So it's a spectrum. Symptoms of anxiety could be feeling easily fatigued, having difficulty concentrating, muscle tension, racing heart, sleep difficulties, difficulty controlling worry or fear, the sense of dread or panic, right? And what happens also typically, and I think it helps, clients often feel like better, calmer, when they realize that this is a very common cycle that happens. When someone first experiences a high level of anxiety, even to the point of maybe panic, sometimes feeling like you're dying, there becomes another layer of anxiety, which is the fear that the same thing's going to happen. So if, for example, I'm driving on a bridge and I have an anxiety attack, the next time I'm driving, I won't want to drive on bridges. And I might have anxiety just from just the thought of driving. So it gets, anxiety can feed itself. It gets complicated. It can, again, like we talk about being, it could be self-isolating. Right? Does that answer your question?
Yeah.
Symptoms?
Yes.
Causes for anxiety? Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I go into that?
Speak to the mom or the wife or the woman that, you know, the young lady, the older mom that is struggling and listening to our show tonight.
What would I say to her?
Yeah.
What's the question? What would I say?
Yeah.
You are not alone. You are not alone. I think, and I speak, I'm really here as an ambassador for Jessica, for Catch, because what Jessica is doing something that is remarkable, Jessica Tsoor. And I wanted, like, channel her voice, which is, we've been there, we know what it's like, and Jessica is channeling her own experiences to say, I want to provide for you. I want to help you. I don't want any woman to have to go through this and feel that shame and isolation if I can help. And that's why there was an article actually in the Five Towns Jewish Times just this past week about Catch. So there's much more information about Catch in that article. And I know she's looking for funding and she's looking to grow this organization, but that's the mission. So what would I tell a woman who is listening at home with anxiety? Reach out, call Jessica. Do we have her number to call? Should I give it to you?
Everybody is going to call Mac at 718-758-0400, and we will connect them with Jessica.
Perfect, because I know you're also involved. Perfect. And what types of I'll go into treatment. The treatments for anxiety, there's definitely a medication treatment. There's also a psychotherapy treatment, I think, which is really important. I would also add, a lot of the crises we encounter in our lives lead us to a different level of growth and development. And through our suffering, there's huge potential to actually develop ourselves in a way that we never would have otherwise. So I would get the help, even though it might be hard to move and initiate getting help. I would reach out for support. I would call that MASC number. I would try to find join one of those support groups. The one that I'm presently running, facilitating, we closed because imagine meeting the same group of women week after week and the type of intimacy and vulnerability that gets developed through the consistency of contact. But we will open up another one, and Muhammad, you are involved in opening up in different places. So join a group. See what that's like. What else?
Devora, you know, with COVID and with schools opening and children getting the COVID now and schools closing classes, just in my neighborhood, I know of a school that just yesterday closed down two classes. Now again, different classes. Last week they had two other classes closed down. Sent home, everybody quarantined now 2 weeks. With the holidays approaching, is a lot of anxiety for parents, a lot of natural anxiety. And let's not forget the 40 million, you know, people that are suffering around the world with anxiety. We must remember that nobody should suffer alone. And
yes,
like you said, there are so many treatments that are available, and not everybody wants to take medication, and not everybody has to go on meds. There are natural things you can do in your local health food store to take off an edge. There's DBT. There's CBT. Can you talk about that for a minute, please?
Right, yes. So the CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is a therapy modality that works with anxiety, DBT, dialectical behavioral therapy, another type modality. You're actually talking to a psychodynamic therapist.
Right.
I'm not going to go on about what the different the modality of CBT and DBT. My lens is more reaching into the past and what we grew up with and the traumas that we've experienced that help inform our nervous system today. Those are CBT is working with the cognitions and exposure to face whatever it is you're afraid of. DBT is a lot of, forgive me if I'm not describing it in its most accurate or full form, but has to do with skill building, wise mind, being able to hold the opposites of emotion, and building ways of regulating emotion. Yeah. Yeah.
And there are many different modalities that are available, and there's no one way that what works for one may not work for another. So it's always good to go to the underlying issue and figure out, where did this begin? You know, somebody that now has anxiety and they were at 9/11, downtown Manhattan when it happened, and now years later they still have anxiety. So that is where the anxiety began, and that could be a place for them to begin their work. But for others, they may have a gene, they may have a parent that suffers from extreme anxiety, and it's in their gene. You want to speak about that for a minute, please?
Yes. So there's PTSD, which is we undergo a traumatic treatment. We undergo a traumatic event. By definition, trauma means it overwhelms our brain. Our brain cannot process what happened. So it could be because of our age. When we're young, if we're bitten by a dog, it could seem like a horrific event because we're not processing it. I'm not so sure it's not horrific when you're an adult either, but it's different. So trauma, unprocessed trauma, can create symptoms of anxiety and depression. EMDR, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, is something I use to help process traumatic events. There's also early childhood trauma, pervasive sense of not having one's needs met or living in an environment where there's a lot of high conflict, can translate as an overly sensitive wiring to feeling unsafe that will manifest as anxiety. And there's also a genetic, there could be a genetic component. It does cluster in family groups. It could be because it's a learned behavior. It could be because it's an organic imbalance. Those are different roots of anxiety.
Right, and I'm just wondering if you can describe the different types of anxiety with the, you know, some have, their heart is racing. Some they start to shit, and some have it, depression and anxiety together. Some have insomnia. If we could just talk about different ways one can suffer with that anxiety, please.
Right. So a panic attack, you actually feel like you're dying. Like you want to call Hatsala because you don't think like, oh, I'm having anxiety, therefore my heart is racing and my palms are sweating and I think I'm going to die. You think you're actually physically going to die. It is that uncomfortable.
I want to interrupt.
Yeah.
Because it reminds me, I'm getting post-traumatic stress disorder now. It reminds me of one day, maybe 25 years ago, I got a phone call from a friend. She goes, I'm just calling to tell you I'm dying. And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, I'm telling you, I'm dying. I'm really dying. And by the time we, spoke a little bit, we found out she was having a panic attack. But she gave me such panic that I thought she was really dying when really that is what she was actually feeling. She was calling to say goodbye because she felt she couldn't breathe and she was dying.
Yes, people call Hatsala, people end up in the emergency room because and it ends up being a panic attack, but they feel like they're dying. It is that uncomfortable, which explains why that becomes a secondary fear of the fear of another oncoming attack. It's rough. It's very rough. Yeah.
So, again, just sure, kol hakavod to you that you started this group where people suffering from anxiety can call the MASS number 718-758-0400. And it doesn't have to be a huge anxiety issue. It could also be that you're just, you know, suffering since COVID. For many reasons, you may be suffering. Like we said, it could be in your gene. It could be post-traumatic stress disorder kicking in. Whatever it is, Jessica will speak with you and decide which group would best suit you. I just want to say kol hakavod and hatzlacha rabba to Jessica and all the facilitators. The Borough Park group is doing amazing as well. It started already, and the group is really, you know, gelling, shall we say. They're really coming together and bonding, so getting help. So, Devorah, I want to say thank you to you as well for facilitating the first CATCH support group for Jessica and those that are suffering with anxiety disorder. So, Yashkoach to you as well.
Thank you. It's been quite a lovely experience for me.
Believe group. We've been doing group 23 years, and let me tell you, I've seen so many. I'm talking about thousands of families over the 23 years that have attended MASS group, how much help and their growth from attending groups. And they usually say, by the way, with anxiety, that it usually takes your third visit, your third group, to feel that you belong there. So give it a chance.
Yes.
So
yes,
right,
there are
I'd
layers
like to,
that get them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. All right. We're running out of time. I'd like to wish you and all my listeners a ksiva v'ksima tova. Should all those that need a refuah shleima, should have a refuah shleima, should have a sweet, new, healthy year this year. And thank you, Devorah, for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you. Thank you for having
thank
me.
Thank you. And I want to wish everyone again a very good evening, a beautiful Shabbos and Yom Tov, beginning of our holiday season. So happy, healthy new year to all my listeners and all your families and all the MASS families out there. I want to wish you all also a happy, healthy new year. You should have nachas from your families, and always remember, hang in, hold on, and for now, virtually, hug tight. Please go on to massparents.org and make a donation, or mail your donation today to 1431 East 12th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11230. Tonight's show is in memory of Simcha Shmuel Ben Moshe. Thank you, and Happy New Year.
Best wishes for the new year from your friends at Marvid Poultry. For the last 60 years, Marvid Kosher Poultry has been providing the cleanest, finest, and tastiest chickens, turkeys, ducks, and Cornish hens for discriminating kosher customers. Marvid also has the most kosher supervision, including the OU, MK, and Isachdus as well. So start the new year by making sure Marvid is on your family's table. Available at the finest kosher supermarkets. A good yar and a Chag Kosher V'Sameach from Marvid Poultry. Ancient tradition, today's taste.
New Yorkers, help prevent the spread of COVID-19. Take these steps. If you're sick, stay home and only leave for essentials, including getting tested for COVID-19. When you go out, practice physical distancing. Protect others by wearing a face covering, as you can be contagious without showing symptoms. Wash your hands often with soap and water or use alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Get tested. There are sites in all five boroughs.